It's a Laetare Sunday here. There's a joyful Sunday. So that is to remind others, joy is a fundamental characters of the Christian life here. So even when in time of Lent, we practice fasting, penance, and mortification. But joy is a spirit like still in us. Yeah. And also Jesus Christ, he taught us when we fast, we should fast the way that nobody knows we are fasting. Yeah. So joy is a fundamental characters of the Christian life. Yeah. But anyways, with this Sunday, so you may ask, what are the reasons for our choice today, yeah, now, here, and now, yeah. So I may say we're someone like we have natural causes of our choice, and also we have supernatural causes for our choice, yeah. So what are the natural causes of our choice, yeah? So we may think, we say the world or the society we are living now in, the first thing you may see, we can see the destruction of the coronavirus seem to be effectively prevented here. So the death rate and the new infection are steadily decreasing here. So that a positive side here. And one of the natural reasons for our choice, yeah. And also from that, yeah, the restriction, yeah, are being relaxed, or even lifted completely, in some places, in the country. So it brings more freedom, yeah, to individual and the society, as a whole, yeah. So that's another reason, yeah, for choice, yeah. And I mean, another ones, we are living in the best taste of the country, of the nation, yeah. So that I read the news a few days ago, Washington State is ranked the best state of the nation for a second time in a row, yeah. So the secular media, they have many criteria to rank, yeah, and to evaluate the state, every single state in the country. But overall, yeah, Washington State is the best state of the country, yeah. So for example, ranked number 8 in medical care, yeah. Number 4 is in education, and number 1 in broadband internet, yeah. Yeah, such a thing. And many other things, and it's very, very good state for business startup, yeah. So anyway, this is the best state of the nation, yeah. So we see based on natural causes, we have the reason to rejoice, yeah, in this day, yeah, today, yeah. But another thing we think that if our choice, the choice, it depends on natural causes or natural reason, it's very, very, it's something unreal, yeah. It's something passing and changing all the time, yeah. And things comes and goes quickly, yeah. This tribulation come another and pass, and another one come and pass, a constant struggle, yeah, in life, yeah. So the cause of our joy should be depends on something supernatural, yeah. That's the true cause, yeah, of our joy, yeah. So for the natural causes, we see the first reason for our choice, it's just to be, we are Christian, yeah. The Christian here means Catholic, the true faithful Catholic, yeah. So being a Catholic is the reason for our choice, yeah. Just think about that and meditating about that, yeah. I don't know how I would have been, yeah, if I had not been a Christian, a Catholic, yeah. That's a very simple question. If we keep thinking about it, we think being Catholic is the reason, yeah, the only reason, for our choice, yeah. And also with that in mind, we see, as being Catholic, in the past years, with so many things imposed on the life of the people, with the restriction also, so we still have sacraments with us. Yeah, we are not completely like separated from the source of grace. Yeah, from the sacraments, especially from sacrament of penance and the holy sacrifice of the Mass. Yeah. So we always have, yeah. So that's the reasons, yeah, for our choice, yeah. And we thank God for that, yeah. And another reason is it can be taken from the epistle of St. Paul to the Galatians, yeah, we have heard, yeah. It's very like a God providence here, because in his epistle, Saint Paul explained to us who are really the descendant of Abraham and who are not. Yeah. You know, recently, just the last week, Francis, yeah, he paid a 3 days visit to Iraq here. Yeah. And he says, like, together to show solidarity and fraternity with the Muslims, yeah, and the Jewish, also, yeah, on the reason that they say, oh, we are all the children of Abraham. Yeah. Is it true? Yeah. St. Paul gave us the answer. Yeah. And St. Paul explained that. Abraham he has two wives, yeah, two wives. Yeah. One is a slave girl, yeah, the born woman, yeah, Aga, and the other a free woman, Sarah, yeah. And his wife gives him a son, yeah. Aga gives a son, Ishmael, born of the natural ways, yeah. And Isaac is a son of Sarah, is born of grace, yeah, not by natural ways, yeah. He's a son of promise, yeah. So we, the Christians, the Catholics, are really the descendants, the children of Abraham, because by the grace, by promise, we are adopted as the children of God and the descendants of Abraham. Not by natural descent, yeah. And the Muslim world, yeah, the Arabians and the Jewish people, they are the descendant of Abraham by natural descent only, yeah. So the same, yeah, they are not really the descendants of Abraham by grace, yeah. But by natural descent, by natural ways, yeah. So not really the descent of Abraham, yeah. So that is why the church, you see, the church always pray for the conversion of not only the Muslim but the Jewish people also, yeah. And on the coming Friday's afternoon, yeah, on Friday, the Good Friday, yeah, on the liturgy of the commemoration of the person, and that's just Christ. We have the prayer, yeah, 10 prayers for different sort of people, and one of the prayers for the Jewish people, for the conversion to the true faith, yeah. Because they are really the children of Abraham, the children of promise, the children of grace. The church will not have prayed for them, yeah, but they are still outside, yeah. They are still outside the true faith, yeah. Belong to to the land like of darkness in faith. Yeah. Otherwise, the church in the past used very hard language, yeah, like the faithless people, the faithless person, something like that. So for sure, the people in the Middle East, like the Muslim and Jewish, they're only the descendant of Abraham by natural ways, yeah, by natural descent, but not by supernatural grace, yeah. So that is why we are Catholics, yeah, like Isaac, we are the children of Abraham by grace, yeah, by the grace of God. Yeah, we become the children of God and the descendants of Abraham, yeah. So this also another reason for us to rejoice, yeah, to thank God for his adoption of us, yeah, and his children, yeah. And just think about it, yeah. And this only will bring us the joy and happiness and peace in the tribulation of life, yeah. Because being that the way of being Catholic is something people will take that for granted, yeah. Rarely they talk about how happy we are to be a Catholic, yeah, to be the children of God, yeah. So as the children and descendants of Abraham, we should have a spirit of Abraham to imitate his great example of faith, yeah. So in the epistle to the Hebrews, yeah, St. Paul in chapter 11, St. Paul says, praise Abraham for his faith, yeah. So by faith, Abraham left his home country to go out to a place that he will receive as his inheritance. And he went out to go, but did not where he is going. Yeah. He's just going out. So has great faith, yeah, in God. Yeah. And also, by faith, Abraham, he lived in the promised land as in a strange country. He lives in promised land as in a strange country. Yeah. That means he has the spirit of a pilgrim. Yeah. The spirit of a pilgrim. It's even here the promised land on earth, but it's not truly the home, my home, or the land I'm longing for. Yeah. Why? Because St. Paul also said, he lives at a strange land because he looked for a city which are built and made by God, not by human hands. Yeah. The other thing, Abraham has a great faith and a living on earth and in the promised land as a pilgrim. Yeah. So to keep moving, keep going. Yeah. That means the promised land in heaven, yeah, that's the true home, yeah. So also we should imitate, we should also have a spirit of a pilgrim. We are moving while we are living on earth, yeah. But the earth here, our home country, our homeland here, is like a transitional station to heaven, yeah. We will not live here forever. One day we will leave everything, yeah. So where we go? Where's next, yeah? So absolutely, we have the answer, that's the heaven, yeah. So we also have a spirit, a pilgrim, keep moving, yeah. We are not completely belong to this world, but we belong to heaven, yeah. So that's another reason for our choice, yeah. So by meditating on that and keep thinking about that will give us the region a source of consolation and so of peace and happiness, yeah, in the so many a lot of tribulation and adversity and struggle in life, yeah. But thinking about our faith, yeah, like Abraham as a pilgrim in transition to heaven. So nothing, whether it's a success or failure, or it's a gain or loss, nothing can let us doubt, yeah, because we are moving, and the final destination will be in heaven. Yeah. So may God bless you and keep thinking about that. And today, the joyful Sunday, the joy is here, is a fundamental character, and all things of our life.